And now we're going to walk to the first stop.
On Saturday, the 12th of July, people gathered at Hampton Wick Station to take a stand against violence towards women and girls. It was the first time Richmond and Kingston councils had come together for a joint white ribbon walk, part of a global campaign started by men to end gendered violence. The walk crossed Kingston Bridge into the town centre, with councillors, residents, police and survivors walking side by side. The aim was to educate and raise awareness.
When we talk to people, I think what we find is everybody thinks that violence against women and girls is a bad thing when we talk to them, but nobody really realises that it's an issue, and it's an issue locally. It's not just this thing that's happening somewhere else.
Councillor Katie Mansfield, Richmond Council's White Ribbon Champion, has helped lead the local campaign. She says real change begins by tackling everyday attitudes and behaviours that often go unnoticed.
And if it becomes socially unacceptable to say misogynistic and sexist things in the sort of environment where men are, then we stop those building blocks it raises it up into a point where violence, true violence happens.
Councillor Sam Dalton from Richmond Council, and just 24 years old himself, says it's crucial to raise awareness among men and boys.
My demographics to be made aware of what they say has consequences, the way that they behave has consequences, you know, saying stuff on WhatsApp groups, joking about things, you know, can lead down the line to a girl being attacked or being murdered. So, you know, we need to make sure.
Ed Davey, Liberal Democrat leader and MP for Kingston and Surbiton, also joined the walk.
Don't think it's not a problem in the organisations you're involved in. And that's why, speaking as a man, we need to be allies to women and girls and have watch the whole time.
The councils are teaming up with schools, youth services and sports clubs to create positive role models. Richmond councillor Ben Kosa says another goal is to get people talking.
It's about raising awareness. It's about bringing this issue out in the open. Some time ago, there was some stigma attached to it. People didn't want to talk about it. So we want to raise awareness of the issue. We want to make it known that people suffer, lives suffer.
But the most powerful voice came not from a politician, but from a survivor of domestic abuse who shared her story with us and her experience with Voices of Hope, a local organisation that supports women.
I started a Din Survivors Forum. I didn't talk, I just listened. I began to trust and open up. I was not alone anymore. Over the last 2 years, my confidence has grown. I could not have done this without the help, love and support I get from Voices of Hope.
The White Ribbon Walk was just a few steps through Kingston, but it marked a public, visible commitment to ending gender-based violence in our communities.